91X News.
It's -4 and sunny at 4 o'clock from the CUNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Katy Perry. Eric Hoskins, the Minister of Health and Long-Term Care in Ontario, announced this afternoon that the government would be giving $500,000 to the new Picton Hospital project. A 56-year-old woman from Trent Hills died after being hit on Bridge Street East at Friends Street North in Campbellford this morning. OPP technical traffic collision investigators and reconstructionists are presently at the scene helping with the investigation. Bridge Street East from Front Street North to Doxy Avenue is closed to traffic now for the investigation. The OPP will continue to investigate the cause of the crash. The Darcy Street crossing in Cobourg remains closed after a Via Rail passenger train hit a woman at the Darcy Street crossing in Cobourg this morning. CN and Cobourg police are still investigating the incident and trying to identify the woman. Members of the OPP went to California to bring a long-term offender back to Ontario to face more charges. The OPP repeat Offender Parole Enforcement Squad and Organized Crime Enforcement Bureau have been looking to extradite 49-year-old Kenneth Wayne Frood from the United States since April 2016. Frood has ties to Fort Albany and areas near London, Timmins, and Cochrane. He has a large criminal history with 4 convictions for sex-related offenses, including sexual assault, forcible confinement and robbery, and for previously escaping custody. Frood was named a long-term offender by the courts on May 5, 2008, due to his ongoing risk to reoffend. Walking away from a halfway house in Kingston in 2013, he was found by members of the Rope Squad living in San Bernardino, California, and was arrested in October 2015 by members of the San Bernardino Sheriff's Office. He was extradited by the United States Marshal Service and members of the Rope Squad on February 9, 2018. After a reported stabbing at a downtown subway station sent at least one person to the hospital, Toronto police have a suspect in custody. Officers were called to the College subway station just before 1 p.m. for reports of blood on the southbound platform. When police arrived, they say they found a seriously injured man who was unconscious and experiencing seizures. Police say transit authorities had caught a suspect who is now in police custody. Police also say they have found a weapon at the scene. Justin Trudeau says a lot needs to be done to fix how First Nations people are treated within Canada's criminal justice system. Trudeau was answering a question from NDP member Charlie Angus, who pointed out that Indigenous people have suffered injustices in Canada throughout modern history.
When Indigenous adults make up 3% of our population, but 26% of our incarcerated population, there is a problem. When Indigenous Canadians are significantly underrepresented on juries and in jury selection pools, we have a problem. We have much we need to do together to fix this system in the spirit of reconciliation.
But the Prime Minister says it would not be appropriate to comment on the specifics of last week's acquittal of a Saskatchewan farmer in the killing of 22-year-old Colton Brewski. President Donald Trump is proposing a $4 trillion-plus budget that projects a $1 trillion or so federal deficit. The 2019 budget does not come close to promising a balanced federal ledger, even after 10 years, unlike the plan he released last year. And that's before last week's agreement for $300 billion is added this year and next, a deal that gives both the Pentagon and domestic agencies big budget increases. The spending spree, along with last year's tax cuts, has a deficit moving sharply higher with Republicans in control of Washington. The original plan was for Trump's new budget to slash domestic agencies even further than last year's proposal, but instead it will land in Congress 3 days after he signed a 2-year spending agreement that rewrites both. A mysterious substance sent Donald Trump Jr.'s wife to the hospital, reporter Aaron Katersky has the details from New York.
Donald Trump Jr.'s wife, Vanessa, was taken to the hospital as a precaution after she opened an envelope in her Manhattan apartment that contained an unknown white powder. She and two others who were at the home at the time were decontaminated by firefighters who arrived on scene with the police. The police have determined that the substance is not hazardous, so this was all in an abundance of caution.
The letter was addressed to Trump Jr. Japanese auto parts supplier Takata Corporation has come to an agreement with major creditors and victims' support groups suing over defective airbag inflators that have been linked to at least 22 deaths. Jennifer King has the story.
Takata Corporation's U.S. unit has reached a settlement with representatives of those injured by defective airbags. The agreement was outlined in documents filed in a Delaware bankruptcy court. Two groups representing people suing over the airbags have dropped their opposition to the restructuring plan. Takata was forced into bankruptcy amid lawsuits, multi-million dollar fines, and crushing recall costs. Key to the restructuring plan, the sale of most of its assets to a Chinese-owned rival for $1.6 billion. 13 automakers have joined in the agreement, including General Motors, Ford Motor Company, and Toyota. I'm Jennifer King.
Thousands of Ford Ranger pickups are being added to a list of vehicles deemed unsafe because concerns about Takata's airbags. King has more.
Ford Motor Company has expanded a recall warning to include over 33,000 Ranger pickups because their Takata airbag inflators may be dangerous. Some Mazda B-Series trucks built by Ford are also on the Do Not Drive list. A company investigation found inflators from the Ranger's 2006 model year have had more ruptures and problems with internal pressure. Customers are advised to stop driving Ranger pickups built between August 5th and December 15th of 2005. Dealers will tow the Rangers in for free repairs and provide loaner vehicles. I'm Jennifer King.
That's QNET News on 91X 2407. Sports is next.
What am I going to do? Valentine's Day is Wednesday, and I still don't have a gift.
Here's an idea. Live, Love, and Laugh has the solution to your problem.
Who are you?
I'm your conscience, making sure you get this right. Live, Love, and Laugh has it all, from long-stem roses to fresh-cut tulips and gorgeous hand-tied bouquets.
My problems are solved.
Of course. Stop by Live, Love, and Laugh in the Reeds Dairy Village or call 969-1725. You can even order online at liveloveandlaugh.com.
Good idea.
Well, we do have quite a few.
QNET Sports. The Belleville Senators announced their 50-50 ticket sales have raised more than $100,000 for selected Bay of Quinte charities. Tickets are sold at each home game. The highest payout this year was $10,650 on Friday when the Sens hosted the Toronto Marlies. The average amount per game is more than $5,400. Mike McDonald has an update for the 2018 Winter Olympic Games.
From the Canadian Press Sports Desk, here's your Winter Games update. Canada's Mikhail Kingsbury is king of the hill. The 25-year-old from Deux-Montagnes, Quebec, scored 86.63 in the third and final run of the men's moguls to take the gold medal at the Winter Games in Pyeongchang. The World Cup leader and silver medalist in Sochi was the top qualifier on Friday, scoring 86.07 points. Canada's Caitlin Laws and John Morris can count on at least a silver medal in Olympic mixed doubles curling as they advance to the finals with an 8-4 win over Norway. Laws and Morris will face Switzerland Tuesday in the final. Calgary's Alex Goff finds herself in a good position at the midway point of the women's luge at the Pyeongchang Games. Goff is third after the first two runs with a combined time of 1 minute 32.645 seconds. And Canada's women's hockey team takes on Finland in round-robin play on Tuesday. From the Canadian Press, I'm Mike McDonald.
Canada won its first gold medal at the 2018 Winter Olympics today with a winning performance in team figure skating. Competing at his third and final games with ice dancer partner Tessa Virtue, Scott Moyer says standing on top of the podium is something he wants to remember.
It doesn't wear off. I mean, it doesn't get any less special. If anything, you understand it more. You understand how lucky you are to be in Olympic Games at an event, the pinnacle of your sport. And also to represent Canada. I mean, we're so proud of being Canadian, and we believe in why we do sport in Canada.
Megan Duhamel says the Canadian team is a special group.
We're so honored to be part of this team, to be part of this generation of skating in Canada. I think it's the greatest group of skaters, not just us, but all the figure skaters on the Canadian team here. And we owe everybody a big thank you for the support that they gave us.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. It's mainly sunny today with a high of -4. Tonight, expect a few clouds and a low of -20. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of -5. It's 4:10. It's -4. And QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Katie Perry, QNET News on 91X, next at 5.